Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're in Isaiah chapter 49 of the New English Translation, and this is what it says. Listen to me, you coastlands. Pay attention, you people who live far away. The Lord summoned me from birth. He commissioned me when my mother brought me into the world. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. He hid me in the hollow of his hand. He made me like a sharpened arrow. He hid me in his quiver. He said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, through whom I will reveal my splendor." But I thought, "I have worked in vain. I have expended my energy for absolutely nothing. But the Lord will vindicate me. My God will reward me." So now the Lord says, "The one who formed me from birth to his servant, he did this to restore Jacob to himself so that Israel might be gathered to him. And I will be honored in the Lord's sight, for my God is my source of strength." He says, "Is it too insignificant a task for you to be my servant to reestablish the tribes of Jacob and restore the remnant of Israel? I will make you a light to the nations so you can bring my deliverance to the remote regions of the earth. This is what the Lord, the protector of Israel, their Holy One, says to the one who is despised and rejected by nations, a servant of rulers. Kings will see and rise in respect. Princes will bow down because of the faithful Lord, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. This is what the Lord says. At the time I decide to show my favor, I will respond to you. In the day of deliverance, I will help you. I will protect you and make you a covenant mediator for your people, to rebuild the land and to reassign the desolate property. You will say to the prisoners, "Come out," and to those who are in dark dungeons, "Emerge." They will graze beside the roads. On all the slopes they will find pasture. They will not be hungry or thirsty. The sun's oppressive heat will not beat down on them. For one who has compassion on them will guide them. He will lead them to springs of water. I will make all my mountains into a road. I will construct my roadways. Look, they come from far away. Look, some come from the north and the west, and others from the land of Sinim. Shout for joy, O sky. Rejoice, O earth. Let the mountains give a joyful shout. For the Lord consoles his people and shows compassion to the oppressed. Zion said, "The Lord has abandoned me. The Lord has forgotten me." Can a woman forget her baby who nurses at her breast? Can she withhold compassion from the child she has born? Even if mothers were to forget, I could never forget you. Look, I have inscribed your name on my palms. Your walls are constantly before me. Your children hurry back while those who destroyed and devastated you depart. Look all around you. All of them gather to you. As surely as I live, says the Lord, you will certainly wear all of them like jewelry. You will put them on as if you were a bride. Yes, your land lies in ruins. It is desolate and devastated. But now you will be too small to hold your residence, and those who devoured you will be far away. Yet the children born during your time of bereavement will say within your hearing, "This place is too cramped for us. Make room for us so we can live here." Then you'll think to yourself, "Who bore these children for me? I was bereaved and barren, dismissed and divorced. Who raised these children? Look, I was left alone. Where did these children come from?" This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Look, I will raise my hand to the nations. I will raise my signal flag to the peoples. They will bring your sons in their arms and carry your daughters on their shoulders. Kings will be your children's guardians. Their princesses will nurse your children. With their faces to the ground, they will bow down to you and they will lick the dirt on your feet. Then you will recognize that I am the Lord. Those who wait patiently for me will not be put to shame. Can spoils be taken from a warrior or captives be rescued from a conqueror? Indeed, says the Lord, captives will be taken from a warrior. Spoils will be rescued from a conqueror. I will oppose your adversary and I will rescue your children. I will make your oppressors eat their own flesh. They will get drunk on their own blood as if it were wine. And then all humankind will recognize that I am the Lord, your deliverer, your protector, the powerful one of Jacob. Mind if I pray for you? Oh Lord, I am so grateful that you are the Lord. You are our deliverer. You are our protector. You are the powerful one in our midst. You see when we are oppressed. You see when we are enslaved. You see when others have captivated us or captured us. you see when we have been walking around as if we were in a war. You see our hearts. You see our lives. You take notice of our struggles. You understand what we have walked through. And as I prayed the other day, you are the God who is with. So Lord Jesus, I thank you that you are with us, even in the oppression, even when we feel like there is no way out, but you have promised that you will rescue your people. You will restore the remnant. You are the protector, and you love those who are despised and rejected. And Lord, I know that many of us have walked that path before of just feeling like we're out in, you know, left center field, or we're just unnoticed or forgotten. And we are despised. And yet, Lord, you notice us, you love us, and you sing songs of deliverance over us. Help us to rest in that today. Just as you delivered Israel, would you deliver us today from addictions, from sin, from difficult relationships that are hurting us? Would you deliver us? And we also, as we think about this, I think about those who are far from you, and especially those who are far from you, but once were close to you. Would you also rescue them? Rescue the prodigals in our lives, Lord. We pray with earnest thanksgiving and sincere faith, believing that you are a God who pursues the one and leaves the 99. And so, Lord, would you pursue those who are far from you, whom we love? Lord, thank you for another day of life. Thank you for breath in my lungs. Thank you for being near. And your scripture says, the nearness of God is my good. And so that is so true. I love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you know someone out there who is alone or lonely or feels like nobody is praying for them, you can send them prayeveryday.show. And they will be able to listen to that. Also, I have a prayer request episode every month on the first Sunday of the month. If you have a prayer request and you would like it prayed for on the show live, you can go to marriedtomuth.com/pray, and that will get recorded. And the following month, I will pray for you. So thanks for doing that. And I appreciate you. And I hope you have an amazing day, knowing that you are loved by the God who created everything that you can see today.